Here, and we're going to ask you to turn your Bibles to Jude, the book of Jude. That's one book before Revelation, one book by itself, a little small book back there. Book of Jude. All right. And I would admonish you, if you don't seem like you can't do it, you feel like it's you got too much before you, it's just overbearing where you can't do it, I would guarantee you try to get it in before the week is over so you can be on that same page where God is turning. Amen. Amen. All right, the book of Jude, chapter 1 and verse 20. When everybody have that, would you say amen? All right, but ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'll read that again. But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our subject tonight is keep your spiritual battery charged. Amen. Keep your spiritual battery charged. Amen. It's just like you charge up everything else. You keep your tablets charged or your cell phone charged or whatever. Keep your spiritual batteries charged. It has to be charged too. Amen. Just going to church and say, I go to church and you know, I love the Lord. That's just really not enough. There are some things you have to do to keep your spiritual battery charged. Because if you don't, it's going to go out just like everything else. If you don't charge your cell phone or tablet, you're not going to be able to use it. You don't keep your spirit charged, you're not going to continue to walk with God or want to walk with God. Amen? Amen. So you got to stay connected with God. Amen. Amen. It said, building up yourselves or your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Now, it didn't say to build. It said building. Building is a continuation. So, just because you build something and you had a good time yesterday, you got to keep on building. You got to keep on walking. Amen. It's not no once saved, all the way saved. I accepted Jesus in my heart. I believe he died on the cross and I'm saved. You got to keep on walking with him. Amen. Building means to strengthen your walk with God. It give establish, strengthen, and it give it increase. That means you're gaining ground. You're gaining ground. You got to look and see if you're gaining ground or you're losing ground. You got to gain. You don't build yourself up. And the Lord says, building your faith up and on, you building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. You cannot build your faith up without praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. You have to pray in the Holy Ghost. So the Bible said we don't know how to pray as we ought to. We don't really know how to touch the right surfaces in prayer like we ought to. We pray sometimes about stuff that don't even make sense to us. Don't even really make a lot of sense. Don't mean a whole lot. But when we are praying and seeking the Lord, the Bible says seek the Lord with your whole heart. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. So the Holy Ghost is what help you to pray when you don't know how to pray. The Spirit of God is the Holy Ghost. It prays and it just put things in your heart. Put things in your mind how to pray. So the things that God will help you to pray about, most likely they're not the same things that you pray about. You pray about things that God wouldn't have you pray. You pray about things that everything, Lord, give me this, Lord, do this. That. Sometimes God's praying a different direction, but you'll never know till you tap into the Spirit and he will direct your prayer a totally different way. But the Spirit of God would pray through you. That's how you built up your most holy faith. Even when you're praying in the Spirit, even when you're praying in tongues, amen. The Bible says you don't know how to pray, and I don't know how to pray as I ought to. But the Spirit make intercession for you. That means the Spirit is speaking to the Father about many things that you don't know how to address. And it's building you on the inside. What is this building you? It's making you become stronger in God. It's giving increase. So it's a constantly. So your battery would never go flat. It would never go out. Your spiritual battery. Amen. You got to keep it built up. You can't take a vacation, amen, so to speak, from the things of God. You got to continue to keep building up. If you don't, you're going to lose ground. If you keep losing too much ground, you're going to be out. Amen. Amen. So building up your spiritual, keep your spiritual battery charged. Amen. And that's beloved, building up your most holy faith. And it's telling you how to do it. Somebody say, how do you build up your most holy faith? Right underneath there, it says praying in the Holy Ghost. There's no other way you can build up your most holy faith. You have to pray in the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God will pray through you. The Spirit of God is a strengthener. The Spirit of God will take you way down the road where you couldn't even get way down the road yourself. The Spirit of God will give you perseverance. The Spirit of God will give you tolerance. Some things we'd be like, I'm up out of here. I can't deal this no more. The Spirit of God said, you stay right there and keep praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen? Amen. So the Spirit of God is needful in your life. I wouldn't be without it. I didn't know a long time ago too much about it till I got it. But once I got it, like somebody said, I've already been to the water. I've already been baptized. My soul has been converted and I feel all right. He brought a change in my life. And this change that he brought in my life, amen, is a change. The things I used to do, I don't do them no more. Amen. And he has kept me, amen. And now I walk with God, so not saying I don't have any problems. I have problems like anybody else have. But I wouldn't want to be connected with this world, no type of world, without the Lord, the way this world is today. I wouldn't want to be living in this world without God. Amen. It's too stressful. Amen. Amen. I can cast all my cares on him because he cared for me. So it's a lot of benefits there is in serving the Lord. And if we walk off from the benefits of serving the Lord, we are going to be lost. Amen. You can be lost sitting right in the church. Yes, you can. Lost means you are lost. Amen. Some people say, I found the Lord, but God was never lost. You were lost. He found you. Amen. So since he found you, amen, he wants to keep you. Amen. And in the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 6. Still talking about keep your spiritual battery charged. Prayer will keep your spiritual battery charged. Much prayer. In the time we live in, much prayer. Somebody say, I pray. Pray again. Pray every day. Amen. Reading the word. Knowing what the word say. The word will help you when you don't know nothing. Have no other knowledge about nothing. But the Bible said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. When you don't know, you don't have an answer. You haven't read the word. You don't know what God is saying about such situation. You feel like there's no hope. But if you read the word, you know God got an answer for everything that you stand in need of and I stand in need of. Yeah. Amen. Reading the word, praying, and fasting. Fasting. Some things come by fasting and prayer. Sometimes the fast is for many reasons. The fast is that you can, amen, stop your fast pace in your mind and stuff and listen to the voice of God and see what God is saying to you about situations and things. And fasting also is a spiritual cleansing. Amen. It's just like if you do much of it, there's some people that's fast. Oh, I fast. I'm going on a fruit fast. I'm going on a meat fast. I'm talking about going on a fast with no food, but you drink some water. Amen. Drink water to hydrate. Hydrate your body. But fasting, that kills your flesh. That'll show you how strong your flesh is. Because the flesh is in control nowadays. Our flesh is in control. We tell our spirit. The spirit's going to tell you what to do. You tell your spirit what to do. You tell your spirit, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. You tell you in control. It's too much flesh. So God wants us to, you know, to include that in your life. And that's a short one, what we're talking about. So the fast, a day or two or whatever, it'll do wonders for you. It'll show you where you at. It'll show you who you are. It'll show you a lot of stuff. That's why the devil don't want us to do it. It's an eye-opener. Somebody say, I've been fighting with this thing. I've been praying and praying and praying. It looked like nothing happened. Okay, now it's time to turn your plate over. Now it's time to turn your plate over. If you've been wrestling with something for a while and you've been struggling with it, okay, God got another solution. If that ain't working, he got another solution before you throw the towel in. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Thank you, Jesus. All right. In Ephesians 6, chapter 6 and verse 10, it says, finally, my brethren or sister, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. God is telling us to be strong in him. Not strong in ourselves, but strong in him. We can't be strong in ourselves. We're weak. I said we're weak, but he's strong. We weak. We can't take another thing. We can't go another step. It's that I'm out of here. I quit. I'm tired. It's over. And the Lord, when we lean on him, he'll say, yes, you can. You can do all things. I strengthen you. I help you get through here. God is always saying, I help you. Amen. Finally, my brother, he said at the end of the day, at the conclusion of the matter, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. God is saying, be strong in the Lord and in the power of God's might, not your might. You can't be strong in your might. I can't be strong in my might, but it's in the Lord. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Put on the whole armor. The armor is the covering. Put on the whole covering of God. Put on the whole protection of the Lord. Cover yourself with the presence of the Lord. Cover yourself in prayer. Cover yourself every way you can cover yourself, because the devil is aiming darts. Cover yourself. Cover your mind. Put on the whole armor of God. Put it on from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Put it on. Sleep with it on. Wake up with it on. Go with it on. Keep it on. Because that armor, amen, every time the devil flying the door, it's going to bounce off. It's a protection. Amen. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Amen. The wiles is the tricks. The wiles means tricks. The devil have tricks. He play games. He have schemes. He have traps. He have devices to harm you and to harm me. But when that armor's on like it's supposed to be on, amen, he may think he's getting at you, but honey, it's Jesus that he's fighting against on that armor. And it won't work. There will be no weapon disformed. But if you take off that armor, I'm cool for the day. I'm going to kick back my feet and I'm going to have fun with my friends. I ain't think about going to church. I ain't think about getting the word. You done took everything off. Amen. He going to knock you out. He waiting you to take that armor off. Because see, when you put, the Bible said put the whole armor of God on, it's the whole armor of God. It's not your armor. So he can't do nothing with that armor. He know he can't do nothing with it. He has come this way, that way. And if it had not been for the Lord, you know you wouldn't have been ate up. But you know you were under that armor and he could not get to you. Amen. Don't take it off. Sleep with it. Amen. Wake up with it. Go with it. Don't take it off. Put on the whole armor of God. And it says, reason I want you to put it on, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Stand against the tricks of the devil. You know, the devil have tricks and devices, and he play games. He play games and people play games. Amen? He'll use whoever he will. Traps. So the Lord said, you put that whole armor on, you're going to be able to see the tricks, schemes, and devices. Still talking about keeping your spiritual battery charged. Amen. And it says, Put on the whole armor of God, verse 11, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Verse 12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. You're not wrestling against a person. You're not wrestling against people or things. The Bible said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but it's the devil behind the scene that's trying to overthrow you. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, against principalities. Principalities means the rulers and spiritual wickedness in high places, demons and devils. Amen. People got the devil in them today. Now, this man was going down the street, and I said, Lord, help that man. And he ain't, just because he was doing that, there's people that don't even have to do that, got the devil in them. He was just, he didn't bother me enough, but he was straight past my house. But I didn't see him at first. I was unlocking my door. He said, oh, no, no, no. He was just talking. And I turned around like, you know, kind of startled you because you don't know if somebody was coming. But he was just talking to demons. He was talking to demons. The people, man, I said, Lord, help that man. He was way down the street and he was still, you can hear him howling way down there. Tormented. Demons. Amen. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. So if you want to knock somebody's head off, it ain't them, it's the devil in them. Amen. I said, you want to knock their head off? The Bible said we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, it's the devil in them. And the devil can use you and he can use me. If we don't stand to the spirit of God, we can be used against one another. The devil can stand up in you and use you. Yeah, somebody say you saving. Yep, you save. But if you ain't praying like you need to, you get walking in your flesh, the devil can use you. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. You can look every day, even the spiritual wickedness, even from the White House to the Black House, it's a bunch of wickedness, amen, it's a bunch of prejudice, there's a lot of craziness going on. Amen. And then high places. Verse 13 say, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God. God is saying, don't take half of it. He say, take the whole armor of God. Don't leave no parts of your body uncovered, amen, of your spirit. Take the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. In what evil day? Whatever evil day that you got to stand in. You might have a good day today. It might be a bad day tomorrow. Whatever day you got to deal, whatever day you in, keep that armor on that you be able to persevere through it. Can I get amen? Amen. Get through it. And it's going to tell you about some of these arms, some parts of his arms, going to tell you about it. Verse 14 says, stand therefore having your loins girded about with truth. This having your inward man, your strength all up in your soul girded about with truth. The Bible says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. How are you going to know the truth except you read the word of God? God's not a man that he should lie. He say what he mean, and he mean what he say. His word is true. Read his word. Don't let the devil keep you from his word, because knowledge is power. Just like you read everything else, and you know how to do this and that and other, you better read that word. God cannot bring something back to you that you never read. God said, I will bring all things back to your remembrance. So if somebody trying to deceive you, a deception or a lie, or somebody trying to lead you a false way, you know what the words say yourself. Stand up on that word. Yeah. Having therefore your goings girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. This is all the armor. Amen. Cover yourself with all of that. And above all, take the shield of faith. Well, you got to have that shield of faith. You got to have all of it. You better have the shield of faith. You better have faith in God. You better have faith and confidence in God. I don't care what you're going through. You better believe that he is. I was telling somebody, one of the saints the other day, I said, even me being my first time on the airplane, somebody might say, well, I get on an airplane all the time. Well, that's you. what was easy for you might not be somebody, everybody else, somebody else might never did and might comfortable with it. But that was my confidence where I went. You hear what I'm saying? I'm faith in God. I have confidence in God. Yeah, that's one of the other reasons I went. I was confident that I would be okay. See, ain't that good? You can have that same confidence. The devil can, your situation may look wacko, crazy, or whatever you may be going through. Honey, don't look at it. Don't get caught up in it. Look to the Lord. Don't even, just get away from it. And look to the Lord. And say, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to get through this, but some way, somehow, I'm going to get through it. Amen. We all got challenges down the road. We got challenges around us, but we all got something that we have to deal with. Amen. Nobody's free from and don't have no problem. We all got some issues and problems. But it's a good thing when you have God in your life, He keep you from going crazy. Am I right? And He make a way where you can't see. I don't know how I'm going to get way over there. Amen. And he's a counselor too. He will comfort you. You can't even find comfort in this world. He will comfort you. And he'll let you know, if you might be shaking and trembling and everything, and he'll calm you down. How many know God will calm you down? Somebody give God a praise. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith. Take that shield of faith wherewith you should be able to quench all the fiery darts of the devil. I'm just got through talking about that. Taking that faith and confidence in God. Amen. That's like you'll be able to quench. Quench means to put out every dart. Every fire that he throw at you, you'll be able to quench it. Knock it right back out as fast as he bring it. Amen. Through faith and confidence in God. Take the helmet of salvation. keep that helmet on. If you notice, the helmet is almost the last thing you put on. You're putting everything else on. And now to put that helmet on. That helmet is going to protect your mind. You hear what I'm saying? It's going to take your mind. Keep you, that you won't go crazy. You know, it's like the helmet. Put it all on. Don't put half of it on. Put it all on. Spirit of worry come upon you and distress. Say, Lord, I need peace. Don't sit there and wear that all night long. Don't wear that days and Sunday. Lord, I need peace. But it's something how people, they pray when they got trouble. When they don't have trouble, they don't even want to pray. But I believe if you pray all the time, it won't be so hard. When you have trouble, you'll be able to just reach over there and grab. Somebody give God a praise. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always. If you see that, it's said always. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And watching there until with all perseverance. Perseverance. Prayer, perseverance. Prayer, perseverance. Prayer, perseverance. Praying and still being persistent and keep moving forward. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. Through the hard times. Keep it moving. Keep it moving what? Through God. I tell the Lord, I said, Lord, as long as I see you, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Anybody understand what I mean? It's like through my situation, I'm saying, Lord, if I see you, as long as I see you in the equation, I can keep moving. I'm in trouble if I don't see you. And as long as I know that you are driving this ship, you know, sometimes people do you all kind of ways on your job. You got all kind of stuff. And you have to take a licking and keep on ticking and all that kind of stuff. But God got to stop it. He got to stop. He will put a stop to it. But as long as I see the Lord, I can keep on moving. Because I know he got this. Amen? So that's perseverance. I'm perseverance. Because God maybe want to move something out of you, get you where you need to get. God allow fire, honey, come in your life. He would call the devil, let the devil come and shake you upside down, especially if you ain't praying like you need to pray. And if God want to move you to the next level, he knows how to do that. He'll let something help push you to the next level. There's something about people don't really pray like they really need to pray till they're in some heat. A lot of we won't pray, do nothing. For God, amen, want to get your attention. And he wants you to get down to the nitty-gritty. Oh, boy. You will be willing because you will be crying out to God about whatever's bothering you. He will save you. It'll help push you to the next level. And beside that, you really won't go. I won't either. Everything all cool, everything all easy. Ain't nothing bothering me. My body ain't bothering me. My mind ain't bothering me. Ain't nobody bothering me. I get whatever. I'm there. I'm just good. Everything good. Most times, everything's good. People don't pray, talk to the Lord. They just say, good morning, Lord, bye. They don't spend no time before him. They on their phone all day texting. They on the TV watching all day. They talking. They everything's so caught up. It's all, I don't even notice God. Guys, he said, I know how to get their attention. Not saying that God sent trouble, but he allowed the devil. He'll let the devil shake you up. Then you be like, what in the world is really going on? And God said, what in the world is going on with you? He's laughing. What's the world going on? Wake up! Wake up! Wake up! Praying with all, always with prayer and supplication. Supplication means request. I'm praying, but Lord, I have requests. How many know God is concerned about our requests? God, and the devil wants us to think God's not concerned. If God was concerned, why does it keep happening? You know the devil tell you. Why are you going through this? If God was so concerned, why is he letting you go through this? To work on you. To help you to get where you need to get at. Supplication is making your request known unto the Lord. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Amen. Talking about keeping your battery, spiritual battery charged. And we have to watch that. Because the devil will have you so busy and me so busy and so distracted. How many know it's a lot of distractions in the world already? And there's things we have to take care of as being humans down here. But sometimes we just get caught up. And Lord is not even in the picture. Amen. Just like the five wise virgins and the five foolish virgins. The five foolish virgins, they was lazy. They was just lazy. They weren't trying to keep up. They all in their lamp. They weren't trying to do nothing. And when the Lord came, the five wives, they've been keeping things together all along. And they had the nerve to ask the five wives, give us your oil. Are you crazy? No. Too late. The older people back in the day used to say, sing a song, don't let it be said too late. I remember when I wasn't even saved, I didn't like to hear that song because I wasn't on the Lord's side. Don't let it be said too late. I don't mind them singing it now. To enter at the golden gate. Don't let it be said too late. I say, ooh, here they go, sing that song again. Because my heart wasn't right. My soul wasn't right. Amen? But once say I went to church one night, and my heart wasn't right. But something, and I know there's something is, the Holy Ghost got a hold of me. I thank the Lord, like I say, a lot of times I'm through with the message. I thank the Lord a lot of times for my parents. They're both dead, gone. But I thank the Lord for them showing us the way. Amen. Giving us opportunity to know Jesus, teaching us about to know Jesus. And, they didn't make us be saved or nothing like that. They taught us about being saved. They lived an example for us. I try to do that for my kids. I don't want to be lost. I don't want to see my children lost. I don't want to see nobody lost. I don't want to be lost. But I thank the Lord. I believe my parents that are in with the Lord. And I have some siblings that I believe are with the Lord too. And I one day I know I'm going to see them. Amen. Again. Amen. And I just thank the Lord that he gave me opportunity And I tell the Lord all the time, I say, I don't want to take my walk and the things you do. I don't take nothing for granted. The Bible said, examine yourself to see if you be in the faith. It's enough word right here for you to read and for me to read to analyze and see where your walk is with God. Are you in the faith? Amen. And the Lord is soon to come back. And people have been saying that for many, many years, and people don't believe it. But how do you believe the Lord is soon to come back? And every day it's getting more and more. If you look at the sign of the time, amen. We are living in the end times. It's going to get worse than this, though. This is worse, but it's going to get worse, a lot worse than this. Amen. And I mean, I want to make it to heaven. I want to make it to heaven where the streets are paved with gold. Where there's no more sorrow, no more tears, no more, you know, troubles, no more. You don't have to go to work up there anymore. You don't have to, amen, worry about nothing. Amen. And this be with the Lord. This glory, 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 day and night. Amen. On the other end, I don't even want to almost talk about that place, but that's a real place too. Hell. Amen. Even people, when they get cremated, they think it's all over with. But everything going to come together. The bodies that's burned up, God knows where everybody is. Because when God say, you're going to live, you're going to live right, or you're not going to live right, it's going to be a depart. You either on the right side, you're on the left side, you're on one side or the other. There ain't no in-betweens. And the thing about it, just like you have an eternal body in heaven, it speaks about in the book of Thessalonians, those bodies, they don't get sick anymore. You have a new body, all that. Same way you have a body that will burn forever in hell. There ain't going to be this body right here, because this body, you can burn it up right now. But your soul and my soul will spend heaven or hell, eternity, somewhere. Amen? And we have to make our calling an election sure. This type of message, people don't talk about it a lot. Yeah, I believe that if God's in them, they're going to talk about it some, because God, if you say you're a leader and God's giving you things to say and you're telling people lies and you're not being honest with people, then you're going to fall right in that place where you, before you telling them about it, you'll be the first one in there because you're not doing what God called you to do. But it's heaven or hell. And I don't want to go to hell. There's enough hell down here. I don't want to go to the awful place, because you can't get out of there. And the Bible said there's weeping and gnashing of teeth in hell. You read the book of Luke. The rich man, that's where he lifted up his eyes. The Bible said he lifted up his eyes in hell. Hell is an awful place. It's more horrible than I can explain. I ain't trying to go there. I rather want to go the other way. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Come on, let's clap our hands.